Well, I was born in Houston, Mississippi, Chickasaw County.
Chickasaw?
I was born in Chickasaw County, Houston, Mississippi. And I left that when I was 9 years old and went to the Delta. And after I went to the Delta down there, they wouldn't allow me out. Charlie Patton was the big hit then. And I started taking good notice and paying attention to his blues and things, which it was already in my born in, because my father, he was a musician. It wasn't no problem for me to start off with what I, you know, liked. And so, but by listening to the other guys, Bessie Smith and all them different performers, people like that, I thought, well, if they could do it, I believe I could do it. And so, you know, at that time in the Delta down there, money was just like, you go out there and fill your pocket up with leaves. It wasn't no problem with money. That was the cheapest thing was going. And so me being 9 years old, when my auntie and uncle let me out, I'd make me $50, $60 right quick. That's with my guitar. And I didn't know they was playing, you know, set dance, then ball the jack, you know, shimmy, she wobble. That was a nice dance then, you know. And I liked that coming on up through, just like that. And after I was from the Delta and going on up, old man name was old man Ben. We was at Lady Bible Crop, and we was down there playing on the tunnel, and I had my guitar. I most carried it where I went. I used to carry it to church and stick it up on the pulpit, tell the man get through preaching. But that was being outdoors under the pulpit, not in the church. And when he get through preaching, then it was about to leave the church ground, and I didn't get my guitar. You know, I'd be wanting to hear preaching, but I didn't want to leave my guitar, so I just run it up under the house, you know, right up under the pulpit. And so we was playing on the tunnel, and they put me on the freight train. We were playing jumping off and on. And so when I got on about the fourth time, a boy named Henry Sid, he pitched my guitar. He said, I don't think you're going to get off this time. And I ended up in St. Louis. And to show you, I cried all the way there because after that evening, I didn't get there till the next morning. And I was trained to stop nowhere. I stopped in Kitchen Water on the flat end. In Jackson, Tennessee, that's where I was going to put it down, but it didn't stop. It slowed up, but it never stopped. When I got to St. Louis, I walked across on St. Louis, Missouri, on that side. Old man Ben, he seemed to cry, and he was at, on the riverside. The house was lining up. Now, I was up there about 2 months ago. I was playing at the famous bar there. And nobody don't know what was on my mind. I got a boy, we was riding around, and I said, let's go down by the riverside. And I was just thinking about when I was 9 years old, crossed that bridge, and the people living around, and this old man called me and asked me where I was from. That's why I said it's good to tell the truth. You know, I could have told him I was from New York anywhere, but I told him I was from Mississippi. And he said, well, what you done up here? I said, well, I didn't tell him. He told me on the freight train. I was playing and got on the freight train and scared to get off. He said, well, can you play? I had a little stellar guitar. He said, I believe I can make something out of you. Can you, if you stay here with me, I'll school you. And I got a baby grand piano here. I'll learn you how to play the piano. I'm like, well, I liked it there. So he called my mother, asked her, would it be all right for me to stay up there? She said, well, he's just 9 years old. He's too little to be. He said, well, if he want to stay, he said, he'll go somewhere if you don't let him stay here. And so he agreed. She agreed to let me stay with old man Ben. And I started off now, and I fooled around there till I was about 14 years old. But then we left that, and I went to Chicago and Cleveland, and we started a little band there. Then I went back to the Delta. I was a big boy then, and, you know, and I was coming on pretty strong.
How old were you when you went back to the Delta?
Oh, I went back to the Delta. My birthday, I'd have been 15 years old when I went back. On the 12th of November, I was 15 years old. But I was wearing long pants, so I felt grown as I am now. More, because I had more energy and everything, you know, and I was stepping high, you know, and had money in my pocket, you know, and playing them old Delta piano good and getting good money, you know. And so that's just the way I got my hopes up on it.